Hi, my name is Shannon. I'm a high school dropout. And that's not the what have I never, ever, what have I ever. It's just background story to make it make sense. Like a year after I dropped out of high school, I was like 16 years old, and I needed something different, so I decided I was going to move to Germany because I spoke Spanish. And I went to the post office and I thought, well, I just need a passport and a plane ticket, and I had a job. The passport was like, the post office guy was like, well, you need a parent's permission, because even though I was living on my own and pretty self-sufficient as a 16-year-old, I still needed my parents' permission to get a passport. And so my parents were divorced, and I had to think, like, which one is less invested in me? And and that was Dad. So I went to Dad. I was like, you got to sign this. And he did. He signed it. He did ask what it was for, and it was to leave the country. He was like, okay. I got it. I got my plane ticket, and I went to Germany. And I was pretty bold, but I've always been kind of a quiet, do as you're told kind of person, even though I dropped out. It doesn't sound like it makes sense, but just believe me. But in Germany, I got in trouble all the time. I kept getting in trouble. I kept by the police because you're supposed to pay to use the subway there. And they also have crazy rules, like you have to have a light that actually works on your bicycle if you're going to ride it at night. And mine did not. So I got really good at spotting them from afar. My eyes were better back then. And I could just kind of hop off and pretend I was walking. But one time I wasn't so slick. And I used to wash dishes really late at night at a restaurant called Tafelfreuden. And they used to complain that I washed dishes too loud. And I got off, and I would always be kind of defeated because I could not go a shift without somebody telling me to please quiet down with washing the dishes. I would get on my bike and ride home, and it was a long ride home. It was a very flat ride home, but it was long. And the police saw me that night, and I was like, damn. And they, you know, they came over, and I spoke terrible German. Like I said, I spoke Spanish. But I did understand Dein Licht ist kaputt, because I knew what I did wrong. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to get arrested. I didn't think I was going to get arrested. I thought I was going to get fined an astronomical amount of money, which at the time was like 60 or 80 marks, which was like way more than dollars at the time, and I did not have it. So they were very serious when they told me, you know, my light was broken, and I put my hand on my hips, and I was like, yeah, mein Licht ist kaputt. And they were like, yeah, dein Licht ist kaputt. And I was like, yeah, mein Licht ist kaputt. And like, that was the only thing I could think of to do. It was like, how am I going to get out of this? Like, I'm just going to repeat what they already know. And so they eventually got so frustrated with me. They asked for my passport, and my passport wasn't stamped on the first page for some strange reason, so they couldn't figure out when I had gotten into the country, which was way past the time I was allowed to still be there. And they were like, wow, nobody stamped this. And I was like, fancy that. So they made me lock up my bike, and then they drove me home. And on the way home, it was really far away. Like I said, it was a long bike ride. It was a long car ride too, and it was a very flat, long car ride. And on the one side of the road was, after you pass the McDonald's, that still sold cherry pies like they used to sell here with the bubbly crust that they don't sell anymore because I think they're fried in Crisco or something. They're very good. There was like an asparagus field, and on the other side of the asparagus field was a mental hospital, and they were like, fuck, do you live in the mental hospital? They got really scared. And I was like, no, just keep going. And I could tell they were very tense. And they came upon my little house, and they dropped me off, and I got out of that fine. They did not fine me 60 or 80 marks, and I got to come home eventually.